WBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Speaking before the Kennedy Center board this evening, President Trump gave an update to his very, very busy day, including his phone call with Russian President Putin.
We had a good talk, and I think that progress is being made.
Inmates are still loose after a Louisiana jailbreak. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick with the New Orleans Police Department.
Most of them are violent in terms of gun violence. Some of them have murder backgrounds. And so all of them are considered very dangerous and probably potentially armed.
Ohio police found the body of a missing 5-year-old girl in the Sandusky River after a train struck her and members of her family while they were fishing on a bridge in Fremont, Ohio, Sunday. Two adult women, including the 5-year-old's mother, were found dead, and a 14-month-old girl remains hospitalized. Fremont Mayor Danny Sanchez.
Our hearts go out to the family and to all those who have been affected by this tragedy.
This is ABC News. The iconic children's show Sesame Street is getting a new home.
Sunny days sweeping the clouds away.
More sunny days ahead for Sesame Street, thanks to a streaming deal with Netflix. The children's program with stars like Big Bird and The Grouch began on PBS in 1969 and moved to HBO and Max. That deal now coming to a close. Sesame Workshop says the new agreement with Netflix includes releasing new episodes on both the streaming site and PBS on the same day and ensures children everywhere will grow smarter, stronger, and kinder. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A British man who reportedly tried to help sell a golden toilet stolen from the birthplace of former Prime Minister Winston Churchill was spared jail time today. The judge in the case saying he believed the man was being taken advantage of by thieves. Instead, the man was given a 2-year suspended sentence and 240 hours of unpaid work. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers host Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of 3 games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing 4 of their last 5 games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight at gusty east to northeast winds. Morning lows in the middle 40s. By the time we hit Tuesday, we're looking at rain chances moving in across the area. Mostly cloudy skies, east winds, and highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 48.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a 3-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kevin Mutinoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very, very busy show coming up for you. After the 9:30 news, Dr. Kristen Lively is going to join us, and we're going to talk about this bombing of an IVF clinic that happened in Palm Springs over the weekend. Also a different case in Georgia that yes. is raising many questions. And Dr. Lively will be here after 9:30. In hour number two, she's the fabulous farm babe. It's been way too long since we had Pam Yonke on the show. Among many other things, we're going to talk about mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're going to talk about mental health in farmers. And we've talked about this a lot of times before with Pam and what services are available to farmers. Again, can be very stoic people.
Yeah.
Don't want to talk about things out loud. I can handle this myself.
I got things to do.
I got things to do. Yeah, exactly. So the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, joining us after 10 o'clock. At 10:35, there's a great article about Wisconsin State Parks celebrating 125 years. So we're going to love on our state parks a little bit and find out which is your favorite state park in Wisconsin. And then we're going to share the best of the worst reviews of Wisconsin state parks.
I may or may not adopt voices.
Oh, it's going to be so worth it. That's our audio sorbet segment at 10:35. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Calvin found this one. It's I'm going to mule it over. Let's mule it over. That's coming up around 10:51, so stick around for that. Right now, though, I did want to mention over the weekend, remember Donald Trump?
No, who?
When he was running for president, talking about the most beautiful word in the world, tariffs.
Yeah.
So many beautiful things, but that's among the most beautiful things are tariffs, because other countries have to pay for them. Yeah, that's not actually how tariffs work. And now we have the president's own words essentially confirming this. This is from CNBC, published over the weekend. Trump tells Walmart to eat the tariffs after the retailer warned it would be raising its prices. We mentioned this on Friday.
Jane, we've been talking about tariffs and what they mean for months now. But yeah, this one now is finally, he has come to the realization that he was wrong. He's now getting in the faces of businesses to say, suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah. Well, again, we told you Friday that Walmart had mentioned that they were going to start raising prices because of the tariffs.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, but China pays the tariffs, Trump is now saying, Walmart, you should eat it so you don't have to pass on the cost to customers.
To be fair, they could probably eat the tariffs. They probably could. It would,
of course they could.
It would cut into their
billions,
tens of billions of dollars they make a year. But also, they shouldn't have to. They're a private business. They love private business, Jane. They're all about business. And one thing they hate, Jane, is when government gets in the way of
nanny
private
state,
business,
nanny state,
enterprise, and the market. So, once, is this the GOP? Is this the Republican Party? Because it seems like just angry grandpas yelling at people.
Also, over the weekend, Scott Bessent.
Oh, your favorite person.
He is one of my favorite people in the Trump administration. He was on MSNBC over the weekend saying, quote, "I was on the phone with Doug McMillon, the CEO of Walmart yesterday, and Walmart is in fact going to eat some of the tariffs," unquote. Contrast that, which happened over the weekend, to this morning from the White House press office, Carolyn Leavitt.
Oh, God.
Quote, "From this morning, the reality is, as the president has always maintained, the Chinese producers will be absorbing the cost of these tariffs," unquote. That's a lie.
No. Actually, they will absorb the cost. They'll pay for the cost.
And then they'll pass that on.
Exactly. There's another half of that equation she's not being upfront about. But it's fine. It's not like this hasn't been talked about ad nauseum for months now. And also, I think, what's his name? Bessent?
Bessent.
I think he's lying. There's no way Walmart said, okay.
Well, when we're talking about 30% tariff and he says some Walmart will eat some of the tariffs, there's a lot of wiggle room there in that sum.
Yeah.
There's the tariff is 30% and Walmart says, yeah, we'll eat 3% of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All they need is that to claim victory. This weekend, there's a gentleman who I am friends with on Facebook who posted a laundry list of accomplishments of the Trump administration of the past 7 days. I'm not going to get into them right now. Maybe we can look at that later, but I will say this. Those statements, all of them, were a one Google search to find out the truth. It's always about posting the victories, never the nuance, never the detail. We made a deal with China. You did not. You put it all on hold for 90 days, and then we're going to have to do this all. It's kind of like, you know, a continuing resolution. In 90 days, we have to come back
and revisit
it. Kick it around again.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's I want to know the exact number Walmart says they're willing to.
And I would bet you money that they will never say how much, what of that 30% they're going to suck up.
If it goes above 3%, Jane, I will actually be impressed.
I would agree with you. Something else that happened over the weekend, the Wisconsin GOP convention was held. A couple interesting things to take away from this. Again, we had mentioned, if you were watching the end of Up North with Civic Media Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
That too. Dr. Lyerly filling in for him. Tim Michaels was reportedly at the GOP convention in Wisconsin over the weekend.
He must be so bored.
Right? Nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Don't you have a yacht somewhere you want to go visit?
Don't
something?
You have a business to run?
Well,
there's buildings all over the state with your name on it.
I think his brothers do that.
Yeah.
But not a big surprise. Wisconsin Republican Convention delegates back the resolution to enforce the strict 1849 abortion ban. So they all voted in, they approved a party resolution calling for Wisconsin to enforce the 1849 abortion ban. This vote essentially carries no authority, but it shows essentially that the party is pretty much unified behind that, which essentially offers no help for women who are pregnant, who might have problems with a pregnancy, unless the mother is going to die.
Yeah. Another thing that Dr. Lyerly had a gentleman named Alan Tipple, who's one of the organizers for a thing called Men for Choice. Men for the number four choice. And I think one of the things we need to also say in our language is that there's no help for women who are pregnant. There's no help for family going through it. There's no help for, like, we need to make it, we need to make this inclusive. We need to make sure that people understand this is, it affects the woman. It affects the person who's pregnant.
But the entire family.
The entire family.
Absolutely.
It affects our communities, and that's made up of all different kinds of people.
Yep.
So that's something that I keep on telling myself. I was like, it's not just not just the pregnant person.
It's no,
the,
you're right.
So yeah, it's shocking. 1849. Let's go back to the middle
the
of the
19th. Days. Was the good old days,
Jane,
Greg?
Jane, when you were pretty much property. You didn't have to worry about anything.
Things were so good back then. Let's go back to the 1850s. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join our conversation, Cindy from Appleton on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us. Did you go to the GOP convention? I'm kidding.
Oh, God, I'd love that.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't be able to eat for a month if I did that. Of course, like I could lose a few pounds. But yeah. Anyway, it takes two to make a baby. So this affects men just as much as it affects women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I really honestly don't think the abortion issue is such a big issue anymore because it obviously did not affect the last election. So,
you don't think it's important?
I don't think. I thought Dr. Lyerly would have this hands down because of that issue, and it didn't seem to even phase anything. So I just don't think women care about their rights anymore, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's interesting, Cindy. I appreciate your perspective. I'm not certain that I agree with that, but Donald Trump got reelected.
I think I understand. I absolutely understand the sentiment of it that, my friends who are female, when things like this happen, the constant line is always they're voting against their interest. They always seem to vote against their interest. Now, that is what they say. I'm not making that claim but I understand where Cindy is coming from when a wide variety of people say, we want this man and this party who is going to systematically pick away at our rights and our freedom. Yep. That, yeah, they're voting out of their interest or
against their interest.
And it does not make sense. I mean, we thought that all these kids lined up, and this is on us. We thought all these kids lined up in colleges across the country ready to vote early. We're like, oh, well, they're not going to vote for him.
And they did.
They did because I've said it before, and I'm going to keep saying it until it's not true. Donald Trump, the brand, is cool. I don't get it, but it is.
One other little takeaway before we go to the break here. Derek Van Orten has an interesting idea about how we run our elections in Wisconsin, especially for ones, I don't know, that like Republicans lose.
Yeah.
We have a clip from Derek Van Orten from over the weekend at the Wisconsin GOP convention. Calvin, can you hit that clip, please?
What do you think went wrong or what goes wrong in spring elections here in Wisconsin?
Republicans don't vote, period. Like, we just don't vote in spring elections.
How do you change that?
I don't think we should have a spring election.
Oh!
I think we need to, these guys in the state house, I think they should get rid of that and fold it into a midterm or a four-year cycle.
Yeah, we don't win in spring elections because our constituents don't vote. So let's not have that election anymore. That'll fix that problem.
Jane, that's a real folksy way of saying let's suppress votes.
You got to kind of give him credit for saying it out loud.
Jane, I'll give him credit for not yelling at the reporter. I mean, it just seems
true,
like progress.
That's true.
But yeah, I think we need to get rid of it. Oh. Huh?
Yeah. Our constituents don't vote in spring elections. So rather than, I don't know, maybe improving our messaging or improving our platform to encourage people to get out and vote. No, we're not going to do any of that. We just want to stop that election because that'll take care of this problem.
Well, Jane, it's apparently that Republicans don't vote. They never vote, which is wrong. They do vote. They just lose maybe in those elections. But also, if they don't vote, then what's the point, Jane?
Right.
If they're not coming out, then we don't need to do this at all. They're the ones that are important. It's not those, Marxist, feminist, caravan riding, communists who are coming in to, vote in the dozens in the spring.
Let's just not have that election.
Whomever's going to run against Derek Van Orten next year should take that quote and make it the centerpiece.
Oh,
to me, closing down elections. Please.
There are so many quotes that you could use to run on.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right. We have a break coming up. We will be right back. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Met and Air on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Freedom Town Chair and Director of Parks for Outagamie County, Justin Schumacher. Do you think the bureaucracy is responding to the needs of the people?
No, I think if it was responsive, we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now. That doesn't mean we burn the entire system down. How do we solve it? Get involved. Join your Parks Committee. Recognize where we're not good and improve it.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WISS.FM/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Sweet Calvi on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. Stick around for that. Hour number two, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will be here, and we're going to be talking about Wisconsin farmers and mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, among many other things, with Pam Yonke, so I hope you can stick around for that. Also, a reminder to join Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, from 2 to 4 today. He is going to have State Senator Kelda Royce on. They're going to have an update on the budget negotiations among the Joint Finance Committee. That should be an interesting discussion. Seems like there are cross purposes there, some different priorities, shall we say.
I like the way you said that so diplomatically.
Right? I'm trying.
It's very, very appeal to the people.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's all coming up a little bit later on. Todd Alba today from 2 to 4 p.m. I did want to mention this, though. Of course, we had tornadoes in Wisconsin last week that hit Dodge County pretty hard. Now we have this from the Associated Press. Residents digging out from tornado damage after storms killed 28 in Kentucky, Missouri, and Virginia. And if you look at, again, tornadoes are, they're just so astonishingly destructive.
Yes.
Just horrifying. You look at some of these pictures. It's just a nightmare for these folks.
It's not to be this. I'm not poking light this because I've heard people, I've actually heard comedians make jokes about this, but tornadoes, like if you're in the middle of a hurricane, we're all in this together. But tornadoes can, like, it can literally destroy one house and be on its way. It is one of the most unpredictable, most destructive things around. And Brittany Merlot was saying this morning that our usual is about 23 a year here in the state.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, last year was 45. And Tornado Alley, that
swath of the country,
is slowly enveloping Wisconsin.
It's moving north.
Moving north, yes.
Well, again, if you want to help out these folks, you can always make a donation to the Red Cross. It's mm-hmm. probably one of the best ways to do it.
Yeah.
I'm always very twitchy about things that show up on social media. Make a donation here. Yeah. Make a donation here. You want to really make sure you vet those things mm-hmm. to make sure it's not a scammer. But I know if you give to the Red Cross, that's one good way to do it. Donating blood is always a good
always
way to
great.
Do it. There is always a need for blood donors. But we certainly send our thoughts and prayers to the folks in these affected states. And I don't know whether or not they're going to be making disaster declarations and whether or not there's going to be any help from FEMA. Because, again, the head of FEMA just got fired. The head of FEMA was testifying before Congress and essentially said getting rid of FEMA and expecting states to pick it up is a really bad idea. And the next day, he got fired.
And we've been seeing in the past month or so, I mean, the president's been in office for
four months now,
we've seen traditional deep red states saying, hey, we need help, and being told, no, sorry, maybe you can get the money somewhere
else.
You
better figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, these are people who voted for this administration, and that's the only, I dare I say, comforting notion that it's going to be hard for all of us versus, like, you know, Arkansas gets a lot of money, but California, you got to do this. They're just going to turn their back on everyone.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Well,
I still think that red state governors might have a little bit more of an in and get a little bit more of a better response. We'll see what happens with Kentucky because Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, is a Democrat.
Yes, he is.
One other thing we wanted to mention before we go to the bottom of the hour news, and I'm imagining that you heard about this over the weekend, but former President Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Yeah. Prostate cancer is not unusual for men as they get older.
Absolutely.
This is my understanding anyway. We can clarify this a little bit more with Dr. Lyerly when she joins us. But Biden was evaluated after a small nodule was found that necessitated further evaluation. He said in a tweet this morning, cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support.
And we'll talk about this with Dr. Lyerly as well, as we usually do. But it should be a wake up call for especially men.
Go to the doctor, you guys.
But it's not just a matter of I'm too tough or I'm too, like, I don't want to go to the doctor. Sometimes it is scared. A lot of people are scared of the doctors.
It's like, I don't want to go because I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Also, I might not be able to pay. But also, a lot of times, a lot of men, and I've known many who've done this, who will say, like, I'll do it later. I got stuff to do. I got to take the kids to the thing, and I got to go to the thing to do the thing, and I got this thing and work. There's always work, Jane.
Sure.
And then before you know it, it's now a reactive state instead of a proactive state. So go to the GP, get that physical. If you're over a certain age, get that colonoscopy, get that checkup, get your heart checked. Please get your hearts checked and don't make excuses. I know it's tough and I know it can be expensive, but
preventative is always better.
Preventative is always better.
If you can catch it ahead of time.
And sometimes it's covered.
Yep. News is coming up next. When we return, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here, so stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Speaking before the Kennedy Center board this evening, President Trump gave an update to his very, very busy day, including his phone call with Russian President Putin.
We had a good talk, and I think that progress is being made.
Inmates are still loose after a Louisiana jailbreak. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick with the New Orleans Police Department.
Most of them are violent in terms of gun violence. Some of them have murder backgrounds. And so all of them are considered very dangerous and probably potentially armed.
Ohio police found the body of a missing 5-year-old girl in the Sandusky River after a train struck her and members of her family while they were fishing on a bridge in Fremont, Ohio, Sunday. Two adult women, including the 5-year-old's mother, were found dead, and a 14-month-old girl remains hospitalized. Fremont Mayor Danny Sanchez.
Our hearts go out to the family and to all those who have been affected by this tragedy.
This is ABC News.
The Brewers host Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well-received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler, Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight at gusty east to northeast winds. Morning lows in the middle 40s. By the time we hit Tuesday, we're looking at rain chances moving in across the area. Mostly cloudy skies, east winds, and highs in the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I would love to shower at a truck stop. Love to eat at a truck stop. Watch TV at a truck stop. I'm fine with that part.
I think there's not good stuff that happens at truck stops. I don't know, John.
I would be on my best behavior.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. You write me.
Write you a postcard.
Do you have a stamp?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we'll check in with Cody Krepplein from Sloppy Hog Barbecue. He'll tell us all about the rib cook-off competition.
Then Amy Shadian is in to tell us about Meat Fest, coming to the Rush Center next weekend. Join us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And if you do not yet have the Civic Media app, you should get it right now. Go to wherever you get your apps. Look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app so you will be ready come this Friday when we have a four-pack of Brewers tickets up for grabs across the network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So starts with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on Friday, then our show, Matt Nair on Air, Tom Hartman, Todd Alba, and Maggie Dawn. Coming up on Friday, your chance, a statewide text to win contest to pick up a four-pack of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers, but you have to enter via the app. So download it right now. It's really great. When I was working in the garden this weekend, I went and got some flowers, and I was listening to Jim Santel on the app.
Nice.
Just have it out in the garden with you. So download the Civic Media app. It is completely free. Joining us, she just got off the air, and now she's back on the air. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. How are you, my friend?
Da-dum!
Da-dum! She's back.
Can't get rid of me.
She's back. Glad to have you here. I know you filled in for Pat Kreitlow this morning. He will be back tomorrow, but you had a little Bach in the dock earlier this morning. And we started off the show talking about this, Dr. Lierley. The GOP convention was over the weekend, and they did a big embrace, of course, of Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law, which essentially does not allow treatment for women unless they are going to die. Now, we had a caller who said, and I don't know that Cindy's wrong, is this really a big, important issue anymore? Because you were defeated by Tony Weed. Donald Trump was reelected. We spent a lot of time talking about women's reproductive health and what this could mean under a second Trump administration. And he got resoundingly into office. So is this even something that registers with voters anymore?
I think it does, especially in this situation. This law is very, very bad. Let's remember, the only legal abortion would be in the case of the life of the mother being in danger, but that's not well defined. So how do you know? What line have they crossed? Is there some censor that goes on? No. So that makes it really hard for us to provide any health care for pregnant women in the state. It drives doctors out of the state. It already has. It makes it hard for patients to ask questions. And frankly, it makes it really scary for people to even consider getting pregnant in this state. And I know we've got listeners who have had these feelings because I've had these conversations with folks. So this just reflects how out of step the GOP in Wisconsin is with the needs of the actual people. And we're going to see that in the midterms.
Well, and I think it's really important that you pointed out, and I said this from the very beginning when it got leaked that Roe was going to be overturned, there's no codification of how close to dead do you have to be? If there was something when your blood pressure gets to this point, then she can have an abortion. If you have this level of infection, then we are allowed to treat you. But there's nothing like, there's no parameters.
Well, and it totally depends on exactly what's happening with that individual patient. I was just at the big national OBGYN weekend or conference over the weekend. 63,000 OBGYN doctors are represented by this organization. And I was talking with a colleague of mine in South Dakota, and she said that she had a patient who was bleeding. They went to their attorney in the hospital, and their attorney would not give them the freedom to take care of this patient. She bled down to a hemoglobin of 3. A normal hemoglobin is greater than 12. When your hemoglobin is 3, you have a 50% chance of dying, statistically. Do you really want your doctor to wait until you have a 50-50 chance of dying before they come in to help you? And that doesn't begin to speak to the potential problems that stem from waiting for so long. What if you end up with a blood clot or permanent heart damage because your heart has been deprived of oxygen because you didn't have enough blood, which carries your oxygen? So this reflects death, but also the morbidity that goes along with letting people get that sick so that they're on the brink of death. This is not healthcare. This is frank politics. And Jane, we're seeing this all over Wisconsin. The GOP does not care about women. They don't care about extending postpartum Medicaid to make sure that new moms have access to healthcare. They don't care about childcare. They stripped all of the support for childcare out of the budget. They don't give a damn about women in this state.
But yet, they're the party of we love women and we love families and we want women to have more families. And it's just, they are so at cross purposes. And I've said this many times before as well. They don't look ahead. They don't look at potential ramifications down the road, it seems to me. Right? It's
very transactional.
It is. This makes us feel bad. We think this is wrong, so we're going to outlaw it. Again, without looking forward at potential scenarios, different scenarios. Every pregnancy is different. Not everything works the same. It doesn't. It just doesn't.
I had a dime for every woman who identified as a Republican and then showed up on my doorstep seeking abortion care, saying, whatever. I mean, everybody's got a story and everybody's story is different. Until you are in that situation, you don't truly understand. And I hope that you are never in that situation. But it's like cancer or heart disease, any sort of a medical condition that you are facing, all you want at that time is care. You want to know what all of your options are so you can make your own decision for yourself. You don't want Shea Sortwell or Robin Voss deciding for you what kind of care you're going to get.
Well, and it's funny. I mean, when you say that, it makes me think to myself, well, they're going to do their best to cut cancer care and heart care and all the care, too. I mean, not even just abortion. But that's not the point. What I wanted to say is, you know, something to what Cindy, who talked about people not caring. But I want to tie it in with something you discussed during Mornings with Pat Krylow is that, and this was with Alan Triple. What was his name? Triple?
Yes.
From Men for Choice. Is that the stunning lack of education on the matter, especially for young people. And I would say it goes for men, for young men and young women on the matters of abortion, access, why, what happens, how it affects you, why, you know, women need a medically induced abortion because their child is not viable. Like they're not educated on it. So I think what happens is because, you know, especially for a young man, 25 and younger, maybe doesn't have a girlfriend, doesn't have those prospects. He just goes, it's not me. I don't care. Donald Trump. There we go. And some women were like, well, I'm never going to be in that situation. So I don't have to worry. Plus, I'm pro-life anyways. I'll just have the baby. I'll have the baby. It'll be perfect. So I think the educational component is one of the biggest problems, especially with young voters.
But how do we rectify that when we can't talk about sex? I mean, we don't want to. Let's not educate them about sex. Let's not tell them how not to get pregnant. That's scary. Tell them that stuff.
Tell them don't have sex. That always works. That always works.
Yeah, abstinence only. Yeah.
That's why the talk with Alan this morning was so great, because this organization, Men for Choice, it's MEN, the number 4, choice.org. They go out and talk to men of all ages, but especially young men, about why this is important to them. Women understand because it's our bodies. We have periods. We have to use birth control. We get it because it's very real, but it's so different for men. And this just helps men understand what the consequences are and all of the different aspects, including the economic aspect and how it impacts you, not just now, but for the rest of your life. It's a beautiful organization that reaches a population that really needs to understand this in a very different way.
I would love to be in a hidden room off of the room where he's talking to young men about this. I cannot even imagine the question. I hope he's getting asked questions. Yeah.
Well, the way that they do it is when people come in, they get trained in how to talk about these things, and then they are sent out to talk to their friends. It's relational organizing. So they're not just cold calling people and saying, tell me about your abortion story. Like, that's not going to get you anywhere.
You want to talk about this?
You can use this with any issue. Yeah. When you can talk to your friends, not just about the weather or, you know, let's go get a beer, but it's real issues that are affecting our lives, not just the headlines, but the actual stuff that happens underneath that and how it impacts us in an authentic and very personal way.
I think also something that you, with Alan being there, that, and we mentioned earlier in the show, is that when we talk about these topics, of course, we're always going to be talking about the women or the people who are pregnant, who this affects directly, their bodies, but the other of, this affects the women, the men, the families, the community, the state on the whole. Like, it is the epicenter is, of course, the person who's pregnant, but the ripple effects, as you said, go out and touch everyone. So you can't just shrug your shoulders and say, "Well, I don't know."
It's not me.
Because you don't know. You don't and those accesses the access to that healthcare will affect the access you have to your healthcare, because if they get rid of this, well, then what's to say they won't get rid of this access and this program and this entitlement and this money? Then, you know, we're left with less and less and less.
Mm-hmm. We already see that. I mean, look at access to contraception, different types of contraception. People think this is an abortion. No, it's not. It prevents you from ovulating. There's so much misinformation out there. Look at TikTok. There's a whole movement that is intended to prevent women from using contraception by telling them that it's bad for their bodies. Well, you know, for some women, it's not good for you.
Sure.
For most women, it's way better for you than an unintended pregnancy. So you need to know who you are, what your risk factors are, what the best alternatives are for you, so that you can determine the best path forward.
Education is power.
Yeah.
Education is, I do not understand the idea that let's keep them ignorant because that's going to keep them safe. That seems cross purposes to me.
Let's keep them ignorant so we can continue to control them.
Yes.
Is what I hear.
Right there. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And the more we talk about it here and everywhere we can and have a real conversation, the more good information gets out there. The problem is that so much information is spread. You know, when you're doom scrolling at night before you go to bed and it's video after video, and then you end up down this rabbit hole because your algorithm is only showing you these.
Yeah.
That is not healthy. And we need to find some sort of a way to break that so people can get different messages, messages that challenge what they're thinking about and what they believe in.
May I suggest we rate dogs? That's a good, that's a great, we're going to doom scroll. We're going to look at the news. We're going to do that. But in that tiny little moment before you go to bed, give yourself some audio sorbet. We rate dogs. It will light you up and make you smile. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. We want you uneducated so we can control you and tell you exactly what to do, because it's
and
sometimes,
what to think.
And sometimes it's just easier because, once again, it's that idea of, I got things to do. I don't have time to research, and I don't have time to read and listen to this, that, and the other thing. So what do I tell me, Jane, what to think? Tell me.
We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lierley. We have a question from Sue on the live stream about a particular case in Georgia that's getting a lot of attention. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And with Memorial Day on the way, there are so many different events coming up all throughout your new Wisco area, from car shows, 5Ks, and Memorial Day parties. There's just too many for me to make an individual spot about. So don't worry, I've collected them all for you to go through, and all you have to do is head to wiss.fm and click events.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvi Tini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up a little bit later on today on the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 o'clock, she's going to talk to the former senior advisor for rural development at the USDA, specifically about how GOP tax cuts could force rural hospitals to close, which rural hospitals in Wisconsin already having a tough time. So that will be coming up a little bit later on today with Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m. Right now, we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She has her own show on the network on Saturdays and Sundays, Dr. Lyerly.
Saturdays and Sundays at 3 on WGBW and WISS, and of course, the amazing Civic Media app.
Yep. And how's the show going?
It's so much fun. Last week, I got to talk with Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. We talked about, we just won this big Robert Wood Johnson culture of, so many words, culture of health prize in Green Bay, which really underscores all of the great work we're doing to ensure that people can live holistically and in a healthy
way.
That's
great.
So exciting. Yeah. And then this week we're going to be talking about childcare with folks from Sheboygan, the mayor, a member of the school board, a childcare provider, people who are looking at it from all different angles, because we know childcare is under assault. It's about to lose a whole bunch of funding. It's already grossly underfunded and unavailable. This is going to make it so much worse. So we've got to continue to bang the drum and make sure that people understand childcare is in danger. And that means our families and our communities are in danger as well.
We had a question and comment on the live stream come in from Sue from Franklin. What about the woman in Georgia that is brain dead and being kept alive because she is 9 weeks pregnant? This is an actual case. This from MSNBC. Georgia Hospital keeps brain-dead pregnant woman alive because of the abortion ban. The 30-year-old was rushed to the hospital in February. She was declared brain-dead at the time. She was 9 weeks pregnant. 3 months later, we are 3 months away from this. She's being kept alive with ventilators because of the strict abortion ban. Her mother says, quote, "It's torture for me. I come here and I see my daughter breathing by the ventilator, but she's not there." The woman is currently 21 weeks pregnant. They don't even know that this is a survivable infant.
Her name is Adriana Smith. She is a nurse. She is a mother. She has a 5-year-old child. And she is being kept alive on a machine because of politics. And it is unethical and deplorable that Georgia politicians are doing this to this family. Can you even imagine what they are going through?
What her family is going through, no.
Yes. And, you know, to your point, Jane, we don't know what the outcome for this fetus is going to be. She was like 9 weeks pregnant very early when this first happened to her. So she's only 21 weeks now. She hasn't even hit that point of viability. This is such a rare situation that we have no idea what the outcome is going to be. But regardless, can you even put yourself in the shoes of these family members of that 5-year-old child who goes to the hospital and visits his brain dead mother, who is an incubator? All she is right now is an incubator because of those reprehensible Georgia politicians.
Well, and that was
unconscionable.
That was going to be my next question, and forgive the, you know, the non-educated whatever this is a person who has to be kept alive on a ventilator like this, is their body able to provide the nutrients and the protection, if you will, of a growing fetus? Or are the ventilators able to keep her alive to do those things? Or honestly, is what's going on with her just dooming the baby inside?
I think that is a critically important question, because think about a normal, healthy pregnancy and all the things you have to do in order to ensure that you are healthy. You have to stay active. You have to eat a healthy diet. You have to treat any chronic medical conditions. This is a woman who is breathing because of a tube in her throat. She's not even able to breathe on her own. Where is her nutrition coming from? It's coming from an IV. And IV nutrition is not nearly as good as the nutrition that we eat. So her bones are not healthy. She has to be anticoagulated. She's getting a bunch of different medications that this child, this fetus, is being exposed to. So yes, Greg, this is not a healthy environment for the fetus, and we have no idea what the impact will be on the fetus long term. And that's another thing that the family is going to have to deal with for the rest of this fetus, potentially this newborn's life.
Cassandra from New London is on the line. Cassandra, we're right up against the clock. If you can say what you have real quickly, please.
Hi. Yeah. So I saw this story this weekend, and it's absolutely horrifying. I think I've said before when I've called, I'm a nurse that works with patients who are actually being, they're being managed for organ donations. So, and some of them are brain dead. So to imagine this as a nurse taking care of a patient that's brain dead and is also pregnant at the time is actually absolutely horrifying. And the fact that, you know, the medications that they have to keep her on in order to even keep her body running, let alone like caring for a fetus, is, it's absolutely horrifying. And I can't imagine what her family's going through, especially considering like she has a son that's also watching this, and this is just absolutely horrible. And they've, from what I've read, also they've noticed the fetus might have
Fluid on the brain. Yep. Cassandra, we are up against the clock. We will continue this discussion. Dr. Lyerly, maybe we can get you on next week and we will talk about this a little bit more.
You know, I'm always happy to come and talk with you, especially about incredibly important things like this.
We have news coming up next. And when we return, Pam Yonke will be here. We're going to talk about mental health and Wisconsin farmers. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. An urgent threat for millions with tornado watches across several states and the threat of dangerous, powerful storms. ABC's Janae Norman is in Kentucky, parts of which have already been hard hit.
Some 80 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky, a path of utter destruction through Laurel County. The tornado's winds estimated to be at least 136 miles an hour. At least 17 people killed in this county alone.
President Trump Monday signing a federal law to combat the distribution of explicit imagery posted without the subject's consent, the so-called Take It Down Act. Here's Trump at the signing.
Anyone who intentionally distributes explicit images without the subject's consent will face up to 3 years in prison. In addition, this law establishes new civil liabilities for online platforms that refuse to take these images down promptly upon request.
This is ABC News.